Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled about tonight's show and what we're about to bring to you, what we're about to bring to a new conversation, because my guest today, Dr. Lindsay Duncan, has been helping people all over the world look at their lives, find out why they're out of whack with their health, in plain English, and what you can do to make the changes that you need to make. It used to be that living to 40 years old, you were doing really well. Then it moved to 60. Now we're looking at 80 plus. Most recently, people are looking at 100 plus. But you know what? I don't know about you. I want to step into those years full of vitality, not missing a step, not missing a beat, and taking my life to the same level, if not greater, than it is today. Dr. Lindsay Duncan has a mission. It's based on maximizing human potential. He teaches people how to improve all areas of their life, mental, emotion, spiritual. He is the founder of Genesis Today, and today's show is about diabetes and weight management and how to build a healthy foundation for a better life. We'll explain the difference between two different types or several types of diabetes. We'll look at the 12 golden rules for health. We'll talk about Dr. Lindsay's six-step health plan, much more. Your questions will be taken throughout the show, so we want to let you know that we're ready to go. Dr. Lindsay Duncan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Dr. Pat. Thanks for having me.
It's always exciting to get you on board and to tap into, at least for the limited time we have, tap into your knowledge, what you've discovered, and why this is such an important conversation today. Health and the meaning of health isn't the same as it was, or is it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. It used to be about survival. Excuse me, now it's about quality of life. You know, people are living longer than they were in the 1900s, the turn of that century. But that's because we've done away with most of the plagues, most of the mass deaths from different viruses, different things like the polio and the Black Plague and different things that have swept through our culture at different times. So now what people are having to deal with is what we call the walking wounded, or people who are vertically ill. And so what's happening is people are living longer, but the quality of life is just being pretty bad because of the drugs and the operations. You know, the breaking of the bones and the hips and the osteoporosis and osteopenia and the diabetes and the heart disease and cancer and all of the different things that are devastating and ravaging our bodies.
Well, you know, part of what I know about your journey comes from a place of passion, a place of learning that you personally had to come from. And for many people have heard your story, but what they don't really know is how your passion, how your yearning continues beyond the previous day's efforts, the previous day's conversation. I mean, you're always looking to see, what is the next step? What is the next best thing we can do for health, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Dr. Pat, I've seen an awful lot of illness, an awful lot of pain, you know, in my life, especially with what I went through, you know, almost dying when I was born and having to spend the first 18 years of my life really, really sick. And so when you've seen as much pain and as much illness as I've seen, especially in my clinic, then you realize how important our health is and how we really shouldn't take it for granted. And so what I've learned to do is I've basically learned how to teach people how to avoid the landmines, how to avoid earning illness, and how to rebuild and repair the human body. And it's really not that difficult to do. We just have to really learn some of the basic tools, some of the basic steps. And that's what I do. I travel the world. I just got back from Peru on Sunday, and basically, I love these journeys. I travel around different parts of the world, and I try to find these plants that have been used for 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 years to help people heal. And boy, when we open up this treasure chest of plants and herbs that are out there, it's unbelievable the healing powers that some of these plants have that have been used for 4,000 or 5,000 years.
Yes, before we got into the mass production of what we call pharmaceuticals, in a sense, and what that, in the path that that takes us down. And it's really interesting in preparing for today's show. I want to remind everyone, you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show with me, your host, Dr. Pat Basile. My very special guest today is Dr. Lindsay Duncan, the founder of Genesis Today. As I said earlier, has got a vision, has got a mission, and is helping people all over the planet. Today is one show out of a series that we're doing with him, and I know many of you have been eagerly awaiting this show and will probably have lots of questions, and the questions that you can ask right here on this show, 877-876-5227. But when I prepared for this show, I went on and used our famous Google search that we all know about, and I put in the word diabetes.
Uh-huh.
Over 80 million listings.
Yeah. Wow.
What has happened?
Oh, it's just an epidemic. I mean, you could, this could honestly and fairly, without exaggeration, be defined as an epidemic. You talk about this many people with diabetes, pre-diabetes, now it's branching into the children. Now you've got the juvenile diabetes. You've got kids who are obese and who are earning diabetes. It's just unbelievable. And so I would say that it's an epidemic. And what's happening, people go, it's really pretty simple, too. People think, oh, yes, my pancreas. Well, it is your pancreas, but it's our lifestyle. It's our diet. And it's also our digestive system, and it's our liver. You know, we earn diabetes by basically clogging up our digestive system. When we clog up our liver and our gallbladder and our pancreas and our stomach and our small intestine so much that they can't break down and metabolize the food, these organs become very toxic and they become overburdened. And when that happens, the organs can't produce the different secretions that they need to produce, like the pancreas needs to produce insulin. Well, how can the pancreas produce insulin if it's been beaten down because of fried foods, fast foods, fatty foods, and it's just flat out clogged up? And so what this is doing is causing a domino effect, and it's starting to really devastate society.
Well, I have to tell you, I was blown away by something I read as I did this Google search. And one of the things that was up on, I think it was WebMD and the Diabetes Health Center there, was a quote that said, losing weight has many short-term benefits for people with type 2 diabetes, but scientists don't know if it can pay off over many years. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Can you help me understand that statement?
Yeah, I mean, the best way to describe that statement is that we just have to remember that at one time the Earth was flat. No, I mean, these scientists, they hold no credibility when it comes to natural medicine, and they've been wrong around every corner. I mean, much like the drug industry, you know, if you really dig into these industries, you'll realize that, you know, they change their tune, they change their belief system, you know, every 4 to 10 years. You know, the food pyramid changes, the drugs change, the chemicals change. You know, asbestos comes on the market, and then it's pulled off the market. Lead paint comes on the market, devastates children's lives, kills them. Then it's pulled off the market. FinFin comes on the market, blows out a bunch of hearts and valves, comes off the market. I mean, pesticides and herbicides are now being, you know, it's clear that they're causing cancer. So when you look at the scientific community, they basically, you know, and I'm not saying that it's all bad, because a lot of science is good, but I'm just saying that they are masters at contradicting themselves. So when scientists say that there's no clear evidence that losing weight is beneficial to humankind or to human health, then all I do is immediately reference, you know, the world was flat at one time.
Well, and that makes sense to me. So much that we've done on air and with my radio show, we've really brought the conversation to the table. As a matter of fact, I started a series about obesity and weight last year, and it's wonderful to be bringing you here to join in on this conversation because it's so much of a crisis that I think Shaquille O'Neal is coming out with a television show, reality show, that has about 6 or 8 obese young people in the show to really point out that there is something catastrophic going on here.
If anybody really believes that, I mean, I don't think that there's very many people that really believe that losing weight is not beneficial. You know, I mean, that's almost the dark age to me. I've worked in a nutritional clinic for 25 years, and I've never seen in my entire career one person who lost weight and did not feel better, was not healthier, and their overall body did not improve, and also their mental capability, their mind and their mood and their memory, all of that did not improve. So, I've got over 40,000 clinical hours, so that's a pretty strong statement. I've never met a person who lost weight, who was overweight. I'm not talking about an HIV person or somebody who has weight.
Right.
I'm talking about somebody who's overweight, who lost weight and was not clearly, significantly healthier than when they have the weight, the excess weight on them. So, yeah, I mean, it's very, very clear. The key, though, is how to lose the weight. You know, there's healthy ways to lose weight, and there's unhealthy ways to lose weight. There's healthy ways to work with diabetes, and there's unhealthy ways to work with diabetes. There's healthy ways to work with arthritis, and there's unhealthy ways to work with arthritis. So I think the listeners really want to ponder this question. You know, really, what is the right way to crack the code on one of these?
And that's what we want to know for today's show. As I said earlier, I'm here with Dr. Lindsay Duncan, and we're really thrilled to have him on the show. We are covering a lot of topics today, but all in the spirit of looking at diabetes, looking at weight management, and as Dr. Duncan has said, to take a look at the one way to go about it, and then the way to go about it that optimizes your health. And we absolutely do not know enough about this. No matter how many books we read, there's still an issue with how people can get off the couch and make the changes they want to change. And at Genesis Today, when you created Genesis Today, you created Genesis Today with the notion in mind, and I go back to the term Genesis Today, or Genesis, and the word Genesis meaning birth, beginning, and to start anew. And so your philosophy, isn't this true? Your philosophy is knowing that people, regardless of what condition might show up, has the ability to look at their lives, look at the birth, look at the beginning, and get ready to start anew.
Absolutely. Start anew physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I mean, you're talking right now to somebody who was basically supposed to be dead when I was born. And so, you know, I started anew pretty early on. And, you know, I've worked with people now who 20 years, 22 years ago, they were supposed to, you know, they were sent home from the hospital, and they were basically given their last rites and said, you know, go tie up your loose ends. You're gonna, you know, you got 3 weeks to live or 2 weeks to live or 6 weeks to live. And they were sent home with their death sentence, with their date of death. And so if you've seen this enough and you've watched the miracles of Mother Nature and meditation and prayer and the powers of the being, the spiritual being, and letting things go and cleansing, you know, and cleansing emotionally and mentally and physically and psychologically, and you really, really understand these, you really partake in them, it really is a Genesis. People know this. I mean, if you fast, that's the Genesis, that's the beginning. And if you cleanse psychologically and mentally and emotionally, that's a Genesis, that's a new beginning. And all we're trying to do at Genesis Today is we're trying to teach people how to use diet and lifestyle and supplementation and whatever it is that they need to go to the next level. Not be perfect, but to go to the next level.
When you look at all of this, Dr. Lindsay, I mean, it's clear to me that you do the work that you do, that you take a look at the life that you have decided to live, that you are passionate about reaching as many people as you can and giving them information, giving them knowledge, educating them about what it is that they need to do, and opening new doors of conversation that we don't necessarily find in the traditional realm of medicine and healing. What is the most important thing that we need to know about diabetes today?
I think the most, if I had to, I could only pick one thing.
You can pick a couple.
Well, it's a good question. Actually, it creates discipline for me, because when I look at diabetes, I look at it from mental, emotional, psychological, lifestyle, you know, the liver, the pancreas, the gallbladder, the digestive system, the insulin, the hormones. I mean, I could probably break it down by 20, maybe 22, 23 different categories. But if I had to pick one, I would probably say, that's really, really hard. I would probably say perfection in diet.
Okay.
Perfection in diet would be number one. Number two would be perfection in a supplement program. Number three would be perfection in, or getting close to perfection in stress reduction. And then number four would be exercise. If we just took those four categories, five, and metabolism, digestion. If we took those five categories and people just learned a couple of simple basic techniques to improve their digestion, to improve their metabolism through exercise, to improve their diet by having more dark leafy green vegetables and not eating late at night, to have an awesome, I mean incredible, nutritional supplement program, and to improve their these key digestive organs, the pancreas, the liver, the gallbladder. If people just learned how to really address these five aspects of diabetes, then I would be willing to go as far to say that there's not a person that could not improve. Their health could not improve. Doesn't mean that it's going to cure diabetes. It just means that it would be impossible to find somebody who would not be better tomorrow than they are today and each day thereafter.
I love what you've just said, and I'm hoping that we're going to address each one of those things you just mentioned. I want to open up the phone lines, make sure folks know if you've got comments or questions for Dr. Lindsay Duncan. This is a very special conversation we are having. We've opened up the phone lines because there are many questions that I'm sure I'm not going to get to. Or if you are knowing or know someone that has been diagnosed with diabetes, I'm sure you have questions yourself. 877-876-5227, or send me an email to live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com. We will get this information to you. I also want to point out that there is so much wonderful information on the Genesis Today website. Go to www.genesistoday.com. Amazing articles. You'll be able to find out about many of the things we're talking about today, including some of the supplements that are important to know about, why some work, why some don't, and why we don't know the difference. Dr. Lindsay Duncan is my guest today, and we're talking about diabetes and we're talking about weight management. You know, Dr. Lindsay, when you mentioned the perfection in diet, that's worth a conversation so that we know how to hone our skills to know and decide what it is we're putting on the table, what moves us towards perfection, and what doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the key to the diet is to, one of the keys is to take supplements to help you break down and digest the food and to help curb the appetite from sweets and carbohydrates. If we just if everybody in North America just digested their food, Okay.
All right. So, Dr. Lindsay, I mean, diet is important, supplements are important, but we know that if we don't know the right supplements to take or in what combination to take them, boy, there is so much misinformation out there, and that's why I love talking with you, because you break this down in a way that we can understand it. I didn't know up until the time I spoke with you the difference between the different supplements we can take for digestion, and most of us are throwing things in our bodies that are not working.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the key really to a weight loss program or a diabetic program is to get somebody to really not just choose the right food like dark leafy green vegetables and protein and eat small portions, but to take the right supplements. And if we just digested our food better, say if everybody in North America just learned how to take digestive enzymes and noni, pure noni juice, just those two supplements alone would improve everybody's digestion by at least 50%. Now, when you improve your digestion, your digestion, absorption, assimilation, and metabolism, what you're doing is you're burning your food, you're burning it as fuel, as energy, and it's turning to energy, but more importantly, your body is not getting clogged up or toxic or congested. So you're utilizing the food instead of it turning to a toxin. So you know that you're going to lose weight, you know that you're going to have more energy, and you know that you're relieving the pancreas and the gallbladder and the liver, which are the three critical organs when it comes to diabetes. You're relieving them of the pressure of having to sit there and fight and struggle with the food.
How is it we got to this place in the world of supplements and in the world of digestion? How did we get so far off track with digestion and not know this? And really, I mean, it's as if we think we're going through the motions, and yet many of the folks that I talk with, many of my listeners, what they discover is that the key to their healing process, in some sense, begins with the digestion that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. And to answer your question, Dr. Pat, the way that we, the reason or how we've got to this place where our digestive system is so compromised is that the stress that we endure on a daily basis, it puts a tremendous amount of pressure on our digestive system. And we all know this. We get upset, or we have a fight with somebody that we love, or we get upset at work emotionally. It goes to our stomach oftentimes, and we can't eat. And that tells you that the anguish and the fear and the negative emotions that we experience mentally break down and affect our gut or our digestive system. And then when we eat late at night, that breaks down our digestive system. And when we eat foods that are cooked and overprocessed, that breaks down our digestive system. And when we don't chew our food, and when we eat fried foods, and when we eat foods that don't have a lot of fiber in them, and I could literally go on and on and on. When we eat stimulants and when we eat too much sugar, or when we eat too much sugar and get candida albicans, and that takes over in our digestive system. So, you know, I could sit here for an hour and list the things that most Americans do on a daily basis that breaks down the digestive system, and then you just ask yourself the question, the simple, basic question. What many of the great healers of the last 200 years believe is that death begins in the colon and in the digestive system, and that most problems begin in the colon and the digestive system. And so the question to ask ourselves is can weight loss or weight gain and can diabetes be a result of a faulty digestive?
And I love what you're talking about, because information is coming out. There are people that have said, I've tried every diet in the world, and none of them are working. And what you've just said, really a light bulb goes on to say, maybe the diet is working, maybe your gut is not working.
Yeah, you can eat the best food in the world. You could eat the most incredible, organic, backyard-grown, dark leafy green. You can eat the best food in the world. But if you're not digesting it and breaking it down and absorbing it, then it's all for naught. There's no point to it. It's not going to heal the human body. You know, people used to always say, Dr. Pat used to say, you know, you are what you eat. And that's not true. That's very, very, that statement is very antiquated. The truth of the matter is that you are what you choose to eat, and then you are what you digest, what you absorb, what you assimilate, and if you're not careful, you become what you do not eliminate.
And we have gone full circle to bring this back to learning about our bodies again. So yeah, I love the name Genesis today, because it does talking about starting anew. It does talking about shedding and letting go of old things that we've learned. The reason that I love bringing you on is because I know that there are people out there that they're suffering. They have tried things for their health. They're looking at parts of their bodies that don't seem to work anymore. Spiritually, they're breaking down. And you talk about an integrated way for us to understand and then take action in our lives. You know, we're looking at diabetes and weight, and the reason that we're looking at them is because it's the number of deaths that are attributed to both of these two conditions is really mind-blowing.
Yeah, and I believe anybody who goes on a diabetes program or a weight loss program and does not go on a really, really strong digestive enzyme or a really strong juice, the juice of the noni, a pure juice of the noni juice, and the pure juice of the goji juice, and a good cleansing program, a really complete cleansing program, I believe that anybody that goes on a weight loss or a diabetic program without those four different products and without changing their diet and without exercising is swimming upstream. It's going to be virtually impossible to lose the weight that they want to lose, to maintain the health or earn the health that they want to maintain or earn, and most importantly, to achieve the level of health that they need to and to keep the weight off. It's impossible.
Well, you just mentioned two juices, and the reason I want to pick up on this is because there are two reasons. One is that on my own healing journey and my own path, I've gotten to learn, especially from someone like yourself, who is a naturopath that has seen, 40,000, clocked in 40,000 hours plus. One of the things that all of us have had to learn, no two juices are alike, but the differences between them really tell us the differences between the juices will either help us to heal or not. And what I learned in this journey is some of these juices are so full of sugar, so full of additives, I don't care what berry they're from, there's a part of them that don't work, and I wanted you to address that.
Well, I think you've actually touched on one of the most important points that we could touch on, all night long. And when it comes to diabetes and weight loss, if we took a poll of doctors, naturopathic doctors, if we took a poll of 200 doctors and said, what are two or three things that diabetics and people who are obese or overweight should stay away from, all 200 of them would say sweets and sugars, all of them. They would also say fat, saturated fat. But the first thing that would come out of the naturopaths or nutritionists' mouths would be sugar. And the reason why is because we know that sugar breaks down the pancreas, the liver, the gallbladder, and it's terrible for diabetes. We also know for obesity and for weight gain that sugar turns to fat when it's not burned and also turns to cellulite. So here's the problem, and here's the point that you bring up that's a very good point. Many companies out there that are selling goji juice or noni juice or mangosteen juice or acai juice use a tiny bit of noni, goji, mangosteen, acai, but they use a tremendous amount of apple juice and grape juice and peach juice and plum juice and banana juice and kiwi juice and all these other juices. And at the end of the day, these juices are very high on the glycemic index, and you don't want to consume these juices if you have diabetes or if you want to lose weight. It's that simple.
And people don't know, and certainly for me, I've had to learn even how to read the label. I mean, we pick up a label, and this is what I want to make sure our listeners hear. We pick up a label. There are some things on the label that, believe me, you can't even find them in the dictionary.
The chemicals, the chemicals and the preservatives, But when it comes to diabetes, really, the chemicals and the preservatives, believe it or not, are not as bad as the sugar. It's the sugar. You would never take a diabetic patient and say, I want you to drink a glass of apple juice every morning or a glass of grape juice every morning. You just don't do it. It's crazy. Any nutritionist knows this. Almost every medical doctor knows this by now. So you don't give a diabetic patient these really super sweet juices. People who have diabetes need bitter. They need really strong bitter juices. They don't need the sugar. You want to get the sugar out of the blood. Exact same scenario with people who want to lose weight. But you're right. These chemicals are not good for the body. They damage the pancreas. They damage the liver. And with people who are overweight, they damage our ability to digest, absorb, and metabolize.
You know, what we're talking about really is the shortest distance between two points. And that as we really are, you know, people wonder why I'm not losing the weight, why my health is not getting in shape as quickly as we want it to, because there is really a point A and point B, and there is a short way to get there, a straight line pretty much. You just have to know the kinds of things that have to be done to be on that straight line. And yet we're fed with, media with information that would take us anywhere but that straight line.
Yeah, people are always dancing around the issue, and they divert. They divert away from the issue. Oh, here's a super new weight loss product that will speed up your metabolism. Or here's a supplement that will make it easier to take your insulin. Well, this is going after the symptom, and this is very, very, very archaic. And we'll look back on these times and say, my gosh, we were really living in the dark ages. Here because this is not the right way to address obesity or being overweight or the desire to lose weight. And this is not the way to address diabetes. You address it by going to the core. And that's what I do with people. I teach people all over the world how to do this naturally, how to do it without side effects, how to do it healthfully, and how to do it by bypassing the symptom and going to the deepest core essence of the problem. And when you do that, it's amazing. Everything starts to open up. Everything starts to change. Life becomes easier. Weight starts to fall off. Energy starts to go up. The mood and the mind and the memory starts to improve. And all of the problems with the pancreas and the liver start to go away. And we can start letting go of a lot of this insulin that we're taking. If it's the adult diabetes
that we earn,
not the juvenile
onset
diabetes.
And that's where we call that type 2, correct? Type 2 is the adult?
That's correct. Type 1 is juvenile diabetes, and type 2 is called adult onset diabetes. And then there's
exactly
flat out plain high blood sugar, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, and what's interesting is, I mean, I don't remember a type 2 diabetes. You know, my grandmother had diabetes, and she had it all of her life. And so this whole idea of coming up with a category called type 2 adult onset, non-insulin dependent diabetes, I guess, is what it's called. I mean, that actually came out of a lifestyle issue or not. I mean, this is really, we're talking about one in about 20 people. In America.
When you were in 7th or 8th grade, how many diabetics did you have in your class?
I don't remember any.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Today, walk into a school. Look at the kids in school that are overweight, that are eating junk every day, and that are diabetic. It's becoming an epidemic. So you ask the question, is it really our lifestyle? My gosh, it's so our lifestyle. It's so our lifestyle. It's so obvious that it's a breakdown of the digestive system. It's so obvious that it's a breakdown of the pancreas and the liver and the gallbladder. It's so obvious that it's a breakdown of our gut. It's the gut. It's the 29 feet from the mouth to the rectum. It's that tube, that critical, critical, critical tube that starts at one end of the body and goes to the other end of the body. And when we abuse that, through stress, through diet, through overeating, through not chewing, through not taking supplements, through lack of fibrous foods and lack of greens, all the things that we've been talking about, that part of the body breaks down. And when it breaks down, the result is we earn obesity, we earn diabetes, we earn chronic fatigue syndrome, we earn leaky gut, we earn irritable bowel, and the list goes on and on and on.
So for the people listening to this show, many of them are listening to this live. Many more will listen to this on an archive and are asking the question, all right, great, I hear what you're saying. I need to get started. I hear what you're saying about giving up sugar, but honestly, I don't really know how to put this all together. I mean, what do we tell them? Where do we send them? How do they find out how to put this all together?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. You can do the baby step, which is just, you know, go to a local health food store, get a digestive enzyme, and get on an alkaline diet and read a book about alkaline diets and, you know, maybe buy some pure noni. That would be the smallest step. The second step would be find a good practitioner. Call my office.
Okay.
If people call my office and ask for a practitioner, we'll either set you up with one there at my office, or we can find one in your local area for you, because we have all the reference guides. And so that would help people get started with a person who can hold their hand and walk them through the process.
Let's give out that number for folks so that they have that.
The number at Genesis today is 800-916-6642.
Right, exactly. That's great. And the website, if you want to find out more, is genesistoday.com. A lot of what we're talking about, Dr. Lindsay breaks down in numerous articles on the website. So there's a lot of information here that's free that you can look at. You'll know what is applying to you and what action you have to take. But that 800 number is, as Dr. Lindsay said, that's the way to get going and begin and find out what is your path, what is yours to do. So that's great information.
Yeah, and these people at my office, this is what they do all day long. I mean, they coach people, they teach people, they train them, they send them to the right places, they do, you know, all the different things to help people become more educated about their body. And then I would say probably the most effective way would be to utilize the Ask Dr. Lindsay website. It's a website that doesn't have products on it. It's not a product-oriented website. All it really is a service-oriented website where we educate people and put people on programs. And so for a $25 fee, they can go to AskDrLindsay.com, and they answer a questionnaire. It has 27 questions on it, and it takes about, I'd say, 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how much information you put in there. And then you'll get a call from one of my nutritionists. And these nutritionists are incredible. They are so good. They are so effective, and they're so well-trained. They're experts. They're professionals. And then what they do is they call you, and then they actually begin the process of putting you on a program. They tell you what books to read. They tell you what supplements to take. They tell you where to go in your local area to get the supplements. They tell you what diet to follow. They tell you what foods you should stay away from. And probably one of the most important services is if you need to have a hormone test or a blood test or an allergy test or a stool test or a parasite test or a hair analysis or a pH analysis or whatever it is, they have access to all this. So they can actually send the package to the people and then send off to a laboratory the results and get back from the laboratory the results. And then they're trained. I mean, they know what to do. They know exactly from this information how to glean proper things, the proper information to put people on the proper program.
All right. We've got a caller calling in. Let's take that call, Dr. Lindsay Duncan, with us in the house right now. Welcome to the show. Who do we have on with us tonight?
My name is Cheryl Hancock.
Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I have a question.
Okay.
Everybody is different, and what they're going through is different. And do you recommend, because we can go to your website and start a program, but do you recommend that we have some testing done, like live blood testing or maybe some saliva testing or some type of testing to find out where we are in our bodies?
That's a great question. And, you know, if you had asked me that question 15 to 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I would have said yes. But today, because I've done this so much and I've worked so much with so many different cases, that I'm going to say 80% of the time, no, 20% of the time, yes. And the reason why is because if somebody has headaches, is usually only two or three reasons why. If somebody has diabetes, there's usually only two or three reasons why. If somebody has a congested or a constipated heart, there's usually only three or four reasons why. So when you really understand the human body, it's not difficult to understand why. It's kind of like a mechanic looking at a car or listening to the engine. There's only a couple of reasons why certain parts of the engine will break down. It's the same thing with the human body. Now, that being said, my nutritionist, my registered dietitians and my nutritionist at the Ask Dr. Lindsay division absolutely use these tests, but they're usually not needed.
Okay, and do you recommend, because I truly believe in detoxing, and do you recommend starting with one specific area in your body to start cleansing? Is that detoxing with the liver, detoxing with the colon first, or just is it a process?
No, ma'am, I do not, and that's a wonderful question. No, and the reason why is because if you really understand the science and the art of detoxification, you know that once you start to detox any organ, whether it's the liver, the bowel, or the blood, you're going to stir those toxins up, and they're going to go all over the body. So we have so many organs. To try to detox one organ at a time is not sensible. It's not logical. Okay. What you want to do is when you detox, you want to try to refrain from eating a whole lot, and you want to detoxify the whole body. So what I do is I put people on a program that's it's called Four Total Cleanse,
mm-hmm.
and it has fiber and noni and enzymes. And what it does is it has about 50 different herbs in it. And what it does is it focuses on cleansing and detoxifying all of the seven channels of elimination. And this is critical, and this is so important for people to understand. When you start to detoxify, you want to detoxify the liver, the blood, the lymphatic system, and then you want to detoxify the four exit channels, the bowels, the skin, the kidneys, and the lungs. Those are the seven channels of elimination. Very few programs, if any, address all seven channels of elimination at the same time, and it's critical to do that.
That's amazing because I've always have felt that, because my dad died of colon cancer, so I'm always cleansing my colon. And then I start cleansing other things, but I have candida, so I start cleansing that. And then I have all these different things I'm detoxing all the time and cleansing. And then with that process, I am 53, I'm 30 pounds overweight, and I can't lose weight, tried every diet, and I don't understand why, and now it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I would love for you to come back on the show. I would love for you to go on a program and just use as a test and come back on the show in 60 to 90 days. I guarantee you, you would lose the weight. I guarantee you your energy would increase by 70 to 80%, maybe 90%. All you have to do is speed up the digestion, detoxify the seven channels of elimination, and you will remove the candida by default by cleansing properly.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, go ahead. Continue to ask your question. What I was just going to say is that this show today sounds like provided you with a solution that you've been looking for a number of years and haven't been able to find.
It has, because I have done my own research and have been, like I said, colon cleansing and doing all different types of cleansing and not getting results as far as what I think I should be getting. And like,
right, well,
once again, tried every diet and haven't lost any weight. And I also have diabetes that runs in my family, so I don't want that either.
And think about this, but think about what you're saying. This is so perfect. You've tried every diet, but what is a diet without proper digestion?
It's not.
And then you, Yeah, right. And then you said, and I've cleansed my colon. Well, what is colon cleansing without blood, liver, pancreas, gallbladder, lymphatic, lung, spleen, kidney, and pancreas cleansing? You see, it's not cleansing. We're not just one organ. We're a holistic being. We're a complete body. We're interconnected. Everything is connected. If the colon is toxic, is it fair to say that the whole body is toxic?
Pretty much.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. If you look at Dr. Bernard Jensen's work, which was amazing work, if you remember his most poignant and most famous saying, he said, remember, every cell and tissue of the human body is fed by the blood, which is fed by the bowels. If the bowels are toxic, the whole body is toxic. And so we have to understand that we have to address the whole body, not just one organ. It's critical that we address the whole body.
Well,
It's like trying to put a fire out in your house and just trying to put it out in one room.
And that makes so much sense, and I really appreciate listening to you because you've changed my thinking totally on the way I'm going to approach this.
Go to the AskDrLindsay.com site, work with one of my nutritionists, and have them put you on a weight loss and a total body cleansing program, and tell them to speed up your digestion and watch what happens in 60 days.
Oh, that's amazing.
I can't wait to find out. I can't wait to find out the results. This is very exciting.
Oh, it's a great challenge on live radio. It's perfect.
All right, Cheryl, the rest is up to you.
Okay, well, I'll definitely do it, and I'll definitely call back.
All right, thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
All right, bye-bye.
You see, Dr. Pat, how people are scratching around the truth, around the surface. It's interesting how close people can get. Because the colon cleansing she's doing is wonderful, but it's just dancing around the core. It's dancing around the issue, the main issue.
Let me ask you a question related to this, because the way that you describe this is so important. I mean, Cheryl must have been reading my mind. One of the things that I have been hearing a lot about, including the process you've just described, because you and I have talked before. I want to make sure everyone knows the website's genesistoday.com, lots of information, or you could also go to askdrlindsay.com and check it out. How does sweating, and what I mean by sweating, the infrared sauna, how does that fit into the picture? Because, I mean, after we do all this detoxing, is it enough? Are we truly getting everything out of our system?
Yeah, you know, that's such a good question because, you know, and I'll answer it by asking you a question. What is the largest channel of elimination? What's the largest detoxification channel?
Oh, our skin.
In the human body. That's correct.
Our skin.
Yeah, the skin takes up more space and relieves more toxins, or should, doesn't, but should. Relieve more toxins by volume than any other organ in the human body. The skin is known as the third kidney. And as a matter of fact, if you go out to the desert, drink a bunch of water, go out to the desert, you won't urinate. And the reason why you won't is because everything, the water that you hold, will come out your skin. It's amazing the importance of the skin in relieving toxins from the body. The problem is that most people's skin is all clogged up and slathered with pounds of creams and lotions. And so people are clogging up their skin. They're not taking the dead skin off, and they're not exercising. They're not sweating. They're not panting, and they're not letting the skin do the job. They're wearing nylons. They're wearing polyester. They're wearing clothes that don't breathe. They're choking. They're congesting. They're confining. They're not letting the skin breathe. These saunas, these infrared saunas, and these dry brushes, and these detoxification tools and techniques are incredible, absolutely phenomenal.
And right now, we've made them so that most families can not only afford them, but they've made them in a way that you don't really have to modify very much to have them in your home. And so what you've painted today for us, Dr. Lindsay, you've painted a picture for us that in my mind is twofold. One, It is a picture that shows the possibilities, the bright future, the horizon for people that are willing to take action and to create the change. And number two, what you've done is you've created a picture that allows us to see that we not only can change and create a healthy life, a healthy body, a healthy mind, a healthy spirit, but we can maintain that for the rest of our lives.
It's our obligation. It's our obligation. We owe it to ourselves. I mean, you know, we're borrowing this body. We don't take it with us. It's a loner. It's a total loner, and it's not meant to be abused and beat up the way it is. And so, you know, it's I don't know. It's, you really think about this, it's kind of an interesting thought. You know, the what we do to this body, what we do to this temple, it's just people just. I don't know. They just take it for granted. They really, really do. And I want
to encourage people
to love the body, to really love it, to fall in love with it, to take care of it.
What you've just said is so important, and many of us, especially many of us that have been in athletics, that have been in sports, we know what we can do to our bodies. As a matter of fact, you know what we can do to our bodies because you've just been featured in Healthy Living magazine with Tony Dorsett. I mean, and this is an athlete that probably pushed his body to the limit and is looking at you and calling you his greatest coach.
Yeah, that was amazing. That kind of shocked me. Yeah, you know, Tony, they put Tony and I on the front cover of the magazine, and they did like a 4 or 5 page interview. And it was really nice, you know, it's a national magazine. The people were wonderful. But it was interesting because when he came to me as a patient, you know, Dr. Pat, he couldn't sign the release form. In other words, he was so crippled. He couldn't sign it. He couldn't write it. His body was so torn up and so crippled from having, you know, 320-pound men trying to break his bones and get him out of a professional football game or out of a Super Bowl. And it just took me a couple of months. He's completely pain-free. So, yeah, I mean, I know what the body can take, and I don't want to tell people what the body can take because it can take too much. It's amazing. It's amazing what the body can take, but it doesn't mean that we should do that. No, well, we should
not at all.
That kind of destruction, because all of a sudden you wake up and it's like here we are, hooked on drugs, hooked on painkillers, hooked on sleeping medicine, hooked on heart medicine, hooked on pancreas medicine, and we're a walking pharmaceutical shop.
A dispenser. Yeah, we are walking pharmacies.
Exactly. A walking.
That's right.
And that just creates more problems. They say every drug creates 6 or 7 other side effects. Then you got to go get drugs for those 6 or 7 side effects. So I just try to keep people out of this downward spiral. That's all.
Well, I want to thank you for doing that and joining us today. And I want to mention to everyone that Dr. Lindsay and I will be doing a show, hopefully with Tony. I know we're planning to line that up because this is a powerful message for people to see that they can take action with the right information and taking the right action. What you said when we started the show, you pointed out some very specific things that were critical to fighting diabetes, to fighting obesity. And
no.
Today what you've done is you've outlined a blueprint, a plan for people to look at and start. And with Genesis Today, you've provided folks with a fabulous website to answer just about all their questions. And what an honor to be having this conversation with you.
Oh, well, it's an honor for me. I love this because this is what I do. My desire is to help people, and your show is allowing me to do that. And, you know, Dr. Pat, if people want me to expound more and send them information on how to improve their digestion or how to improve their diet or their exercise or what supplements they should take or how to release mental stress, just email me. They can email me at Lindsay at AskDrLindsay.com or Lindsay at GenesisToday.com. Either one. Just my first name, Lindsay, which is L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, and I will get, if everybody's patient, I'll get back to them, you know, as quickly as I possibly can.
Well, again, thank you so much for joining us today. And, you know, some of the items we talked about certainly are available at stores in your area. And mostly, if you go to Genesis today, you can find out more about those products and information. Any particular place you can direct people that carry these products, Dr. Lindsay?
Yeah, Super Supplements in Seattle carry all of the Genesis Today products. Most of the Whole Foods markets across the U.S. And then you've got Nutrition Smart down in Tampa. You've got Specialty Pharmacy, Hero Products in Huntsville. So, you know, most of the upper-level health food stores in the country will carry the Genesis Today line. They can just go to the website as well.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, thank you so much. And we're going to be tracking Cheryl down, by the way.
I'm sorry, what?
In tune with her. We're going to be tracking Cheryl down to make sure that she gets what she needs here and get her started with you.
I can't wait to hear the results. That's going to be fun.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining the show today. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, listening to the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to find out more about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com. THEDRPATSHOW.com. And also, there's a search feature. Search for Dr. Lindsay Duncan. Take a look at all of the interviews we've done with him. We've got many more to come. And we will connect with you next time. I want to thank everyone at BBS Radio for pushing all those buttons, for making it happen. And until next week, know that you have the power to create the lives that you want. You are basically one thought, one action away. Take it now. We'll see you next week right here on the Dr. Pat Show.